You're listening to SBS News.
It's just a nightmare. Never been in a worse situation in my life.
That's Drew Pavlou, an Australian human rights activist, speaking from the United Kingdom after his arrest on suspicion of trespassing on diplomatic premises, as well as communicating false information to make a bomb hoax and criminal damage. He was arrested last Thursday outside of the London embassy as he protested against the treatment of Uyghur, Tibetan and Taiwanese people. After trying to glue his hand and the Taiwanese flag to the gates, the 23-year-old was detained by police for allegedly threatening to bomb the building.
The fact that there are now news headlines saying Drew Pavlou has been accused of a bomb threat, never mind the fact that it's a complete lie, it's a complete invention, just the fact that you've got your name there next to the line bomb threat. I mean, it's just such a black mark on my reputation forever. It's just the darkest thing to ever happen to me. I never thought that they would ever go this far.
They, he says, being the Chinese government. He says he believes he was targeted and framed by someone else, potentially a Chinese government supporter, over his campaigning for Uyghur rights.
I mean, they've got absolutely no evidence it was me. So someone creates a fake email address. They use Proton Mail, which scrambles your IP address. So they've got no way whatsoever to connect it to me. It's literally impossible.
Drew Pavlou's protest campaign first rose to prominence at the University of Queensland, where he studies, and where he demonstrated against the influence of the university's Chinese government-funded Confucius Institute. He ran for the Senate in Queensland in the federal election this year, but was not elected. Mr. Pavlou has condemned the actions of the police in detaining him for 23 hours, as well as the barriers he says he faced in accessing legal and consular support.
Someone's created an email address, written, "This is Drew Pavlou," and that's their evidence. Upon that evidence, they held me in a cell for 23 hours. I was held incommunicado for part of that time, wasn't able to talk to lawyers, wasn't able to talk to the consulate. My legal rights were breached. I was arrested and held in cuffs in a painful stress position. And then just simply ask, who has the motive to write a hoax email against Drew Pavlou to get him locked up? Well, you can clearly see all the people who are celebrating right now on Twitter that the Chinese government supporters. So I've never been accused of anything this heinous. This is just the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Full stop.
Mr. Pavlou says he asked to speak to legal counsel multiple times whilst detained.
I was buzzing on the intercom in my cell multiple times, probably 20, 30 times. I was going, "Let me see my lawyers, let me see my lawyers." And they were going, "Sorry, no one's responding, no one's picking up." And then meanwhile, when I get out, my solicitor said we were on the phone the whole night trying to get through. They wouldn't let us. It was almost 10 hours and I still hadn't seen the email. And I said, "Please just let me see the email." They said, "We'll show it to you in the interview, but you can't do the interview until solicitors are here." I said, "You know, can we just do the interview now without solicitors?" I was just exhausted and I waived my right. Like, I was stupid to do that, but I was just exhausted. I feel like they were trying to put me in like a position where I would do something like that by like exhausting me, making me so stressed and panicked and just not telling me exactly what's happening so that I would just be panicking and not think clearly. They said, "Okay, sign your form waiving legal rights." I did that at about 1 a.m. And then they said, "Okay, that'll be quick now. We'll do the interview soon."
But he says it was still some time before an interview was conducted when he says he was finally then shown the email.
After I'd been in a cell for 10 hours, I still hadn't seen the email that they were accusing me of. And then when they finally showed me the email, I was just absolutely shocked that anyone could believe something so stupid, so utterly stupid. I mean, the email basically said, "This is Drew Pavlou. You have until 12 p.m. to stop the Uyghur genocide or I blow up the embassy." Just insanity. Just, I mean, like, who would ever put their name to something like that? Who would ever write something like that? And then it was actually signed off with a nice touch as well. "Regards, Drew." Just absolutely insane. I mean, like, who? And I just was asking the interviewer, I was like, "Do you seriously think that I signed my name to a bomb threat? Who would be so stupid? Like, this is just insanity."
A spokesperson for the Metropolitan Police says that it does not confirm or comment on the identity of anyone arrested who has not been charged with a criminal offence. Drew Pavlou was later released on bail after being detained for 23 hours. He has to report to police again on the 14th of August. In a statement, the Australian federal government says they've offered consular support to Mr. Pavlou, with a spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade telling SBS News that it would also raise with UK authorities Mr. Pavlou's claim that he was denied consular access. Tina Quinn, SBS News.